Our scripture reading today is Joshua chapter 13. You'll find it on page number 239 if you're using the Pew Bible. We've been at a point of transition. The land has been conquered. Now it's being distributed to the people of Israel. And before Joshua dies, God wants him who did one to also do the other. And it's a picture of how salvation works. God conquers the land, as it were. God brings us into salvation. It's by his grace alone, his power. And then he distributes the blessings of salvation, and we are to enter into them. One of the issues here is that while God has occupied the land and conquered the Canaanite armies, the Canaanites themselves still have to be driven out. And that's a picture of ongoing sin in our lives. If you're a Christian, God has saved you and he has conquered by the blood of Jesus. He sent the Spirit in your life, but there are remnants of sin. In fact, as we get through here, there's a lot of them. And they're not just minuscule, and it matters how we live and whether we drive them out or not, and it would matter for them as well. That's one thing that's going on in this chapter. Now, the first few verses, verses 1 to 7, introduce the whole theme of the distribution of the land. The boundaries are given. It's going to go all the way down to the Wadi of Egypt in the south. The land of the Philistines are included, although the Philistines were still there. In fact, they would remain there because Israel did not drive them out. Interesting, that land is now known as the Gaza Strip. It's all still going on. Actually, the land would be fully occupied in the time of David. And in the time of Solomon, the promised land was completely conquered and given by the people of God. It was later lost as the old covenant was broken. One of the questions that comes up with this distribution of land is this still Jewish people's right today? We have the nation of Israel in Palestine. Do they have a legal right from God to own all that land? Well, I think there are good reasons to be generally supportive of Israel as a nation. For one thing, our gratitude to the Jewish people as Christians, but the answer is no. That land right was intended all along to bring them forward to the Messiah. The land itself was not the end, it was a means. The end was Jesus Christ. And when the breaking of the old covenant, they were sent into exile. And then when they rejected the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole point of the land itself was lost. What a tragedy from a Christian perspective. The Jewish people should be banded together with a fierce intention to hold the physical land, having rejected the point of it all, which is that God would bring them forth in history to receive the Messiah. Well, starting in verse 8, we go back to the area east of the Jordan, the two tribes and half of the tribe of Manasseh that are going to be there, and we're going to see that land distributed. Now, one of the features you'll note as I read from verse 8 to the end of the chapter is while the land is being given, references made to the victories that took place there that allow them to have the land, and those two go together. You and I are to enter into the fullness of salvation. We're to have sanctification, not just justification, and it's all possible because of the victories God has won. You as a Christian are a person who has been forgiven of your sins. The power of Satan has been broken in your life. The Holy Spirit has come in to give you salvation power. It's because of his victory that you then are to rout sin in your life and to enter into Christian character and a life of good works. Well, likewise, the land is possessed because of the victories that took place there. Thank God for the power of God conquering sin. We merely respond to it. And then at the end of the chapter, you have another reference to the tribe of Levi. They were not given land, they were the priests. And you have the wonderful statement of verse 33, to the tribe of Levi, Moses gave no inheritance. So they didn't get an inheritance? No, their inheritance was God himself. The Lord of God of Israel is their inheritance. It's a way of reminding them that it's not the gifts, it's the giver. And it's all intended that God would be our glory. God would be our salvation. Let us never make the same mistake of focusing on the gifts of salvation while not desiring as our true treasure the giver himself. God is our portion. God is our salvation. So it has always been. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, the 13th chapter of the book of Joshua. Now, Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old and advanced in years, and there remains yet very much land to possess. This is the land that yet remains, all the regions of the Philistines and all those of the Geshurites, from the Shihor, which is east of Egypt, northward to the boundary of Ekron. It is counted as Canaanite. There are five rulers of the Philistines, those of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, and those of the Avim. In the south, all the land of the Canaanites and Meara that belongs to the Sidonians, to Aphek, to the boundary of the Amorites, and the land of the Gebelites, and all Lebanon toward the sunrise, from Baal Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon to Misrephoth Maim, even all the Sidonians, I myself will drive them out from before the people of Israel. Only allot the land to Israel for an inheritance as I have commanded you. Now therefore, divide this land for an inheritance to the nine tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh. With the other half of the tribe of Manasseh, the Reubenites and the Gadites received their inheritance which Moses gave them beyond the Jordan eastward as Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the tableland of Medeba as far as Dibon, and all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, as far as the boundary of the Ammonites, and Gilead, and the region of the Geshurites and the Maacathites, and all Mount Hermon, and all Bashan to Saleka, all the kingdom of Og and Bashan, who reigned in Ashtaroth and in Edrei, which he alone was left, of the remnant of the Rephaim, these Moses had struck and driven out. Yet the people of Israel did not drive out the Geshurites and the Maacathites, but Geshur and Maacath dwell in the midst of Israel to this day. To the tribe of Levi alone, Moses gave no inheritance. The offerings by fire to the Lord God of Israel are their inheritance, as he said to him. And Moses gave an inheritance to the tribe of the people of Reuben according to their clans. So their territory was from Aroer, which is on the edge of the valley of the Arnon, and the city that is in the middle of the valley, and all the tableland by Medeba, with Heshbon and all its cities that are in the tableland, Dibon and Bamoth Baal and Beth Baal Maon and Jahaz and Kedemoth and Mephaoth and Kiriathaim and Sibma, and Jerush Shahar on the hill of the valley, and Beth Peor, and the slopes of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth, that is all the cities of the tableland, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses defeated with the leaders of Midian, Evi and Rechem, and Zur and Hur and Reba, the princes of Sihon who lived in the land. Balaam also, the son of Beor, the one who practiced divination, was killed by the sword, with the sword by the people of Israel among the rest of their slain. And the border of the people of Reuben was the Jordan as a boundary. This was the inheritance of the people of Reuben according to their clans with their cities and villages. Moses gave an inheritance also to the tribe of Gad, to the people of Gad according to their clans. Their territory was Jazer and all the cities of Gilead and half the land of the Ammonites to Aroer, which is east of Rabbah, from Heshbon to Ramath-Mizpah and Betanim, and from Mahanaim to the territory of Debir. And in the valley, Beth-Haram, Beth-Nimrah, Sukkoth, Zaphon, and the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, the king of Heshbon, having the Jordan as a boundary to the lower end of the Sea of Chinnereth, eastward beyond the Jordan. This is the inheritance of the people of Gad, according to their clans with their cities and villages. And Moses gave an inheritance to the half-tribe of Manasseh. It was allotted to the half-tribe of the people of Manasseh according to their clans. Their region extended from Mahanaim through all Bashan, the whole kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, and all the towns of Jair, which are in Bashan, 60 cities, and half-Gilead, and Ashtaroth, and Edrei. The cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan, these were allotted to the people of Machir, son of Manasseh, for half the people of Machir according to their clans. These are the inheritances that Moses distributed in the plains of Moab beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho. But to the tribe of Levi, Moses gave no inheritance. The Lord God of Israel is their inheritance, just as he said to them. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.